into your local independently owned Tyre Power today.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
I'm better than ever.
21 minutes to 8 o'clock with Kane and Hayes with you through until 8:30. Just before 8 o'clock, we'll check in with Port Adelaide as well. Their assistant coach is Luke Kelly. Luke is going to join us to speak about that 84-point drubbing of the Bombers at Marvel yesterday. But now it is time to speak to a good friend of the show who must be a happy man this morning. His name's Scotty Burns. The Crows beating North Melbourne by 29 points on Saturday at Adelaide Oval. Burnsy, thanks for your time again.
Good morning, game. Hosey, how are you going?
It was a tight tussle for large portions of the game and momentum swings as we see regularly in AFL footy these days. But in the end, you were too strong and too physical and you ran out the last quarter in emphatic fashion. But what impressed you the most about that victory on Saturday?
We were really pleased with the start. We got a very good start and unfortunately let North get back in the last few minutes of that first quarter, but I think coming back from that six-day turnaround from Perth, that was a big game the week before, and we had West Coast with Joshy Kennedy throwing everything into the game, and I thought North were very similar, obviously with the story with Ben Cunnington getting back in as well, and their midfield were absolutely on fire in that second quarter, and it was just pleasing that we could resurrect that over the second half and even that up through the centre bounce, but around the ground, more importantly, I think we're about plus 10 in the second half, and it gave our forwards some supply, and you can see at the moment the forwards are looking quite dangerous when we give that supply to them.
We're getting to the stage, Burnsy, where that's the sort of performance that we expect almost each and every week from Darcy Fogarty. His improvement from the half point of the season to now has just been really fun to watch, and then I suppose the next question is, what does it look like for next year? What's the expectation and the ceiling?
I don't know the ceiling, Hazy. Hopefully, Darcy doesn't know it either, or keeps wanting to achieve more. But he's been fantastic since he's come back. He's obviously played a little bit of SANFL football earlier in the year, and it was baby steps in some ways, in the sense that we just getting that consistency in competing when things weren't on your turn. We know when he with his power that he can get spit off his opponents, and he's a very good mark on a lead. And whenever he has a set shot inside 50, he more than likely kicks it as well. So he's got some great weapons for us. And it's probably been his overall work rate that's probably put him in the position that he has been in. He gets high up the ground. He'll be on a half-back flank. But the way he can rip back forward and really test his players, because he's got some fantastic speed over about 10 metres, but a sustained run of 70 to 80 metres, he can really let down. And he's certainly a hard matchup for most defenders.
Last sort of few weeks we've been talking about not just Fogarty but Saligo and some of these other kids who are starting to really show some good stuff. Harry Schomburg is one of those players now. You must be happy with his development in the last sort of month or so.
Yeah, we are. We are. He had a very good year last year, Shawnee. I think he was one of the boys that was, it was very pleasing, the turnaround. I mean, there's some very good players in Uniacke and Simpkin, and, they're probably 4 to 5 seasons ahead of a Shawnee and Saligo and Sammy Berry, but they were the ones that really helped us in the second half. Those three younger players, Keezy went a little bit more forward, so that collective as a group was very solid in that second half. And you can see the desire and the will that they want to win. I mean, we'll show Shawnee's goal, because it was a fantastic goal that he got out of the centre bounce and really important time of the game. But his run down tackle and defensive 50 about halfway through the last quarter was just as important. So it's pleasing that they're. The young boys, they're aggressive with the contest. They've certainly improved their ball use, but they're working extremely hard in defence to help support the defenders when needed.
Mention those momentum swings. It was 22-5 inside 50s their way in the second quarter, which is about as lopsided as you would have copped all year, Burnsy. What was it like in the coaches' box as they did dominate out of the middle? Not a lot you can do tactically now with the new rules, is there?
No, it makes it hard. I thought we held up reasonably well enough at stages, but we just couldn't regain field position from some of those D50 exits, unfortunately. Mm. We had opportunities. Now, sometimes, you just need to take the heat out of the game with either controlling the ball in a bit of a kick mark situation or just at least getting some, back half stoppages just to get your structure and set up right. So we couldn't quite get that done. It was probably a little bit similar to the first quarter against Sydney up there probably a month or so ago. But the pleasing thing was certainly the response, but we'd love to have that response a little bit quicker than let the team keep dominating like that, like they did for 30 minutes.
Bertie, we can't wait for Saturday night. We love a showdown, and particularly when it's the last game of the year. Chad Corns was on AFL Nation last night and in short said that we hate them. How's the rivalry from your eyes?
Oh, that's not very nice. yeah, look, oh, look, I'd say there'd be quite a few crazy people that wouldn't put Port on their number one list. But look, there's, yeah, I don't know, has it ever been, wouldn't have been a showdown last game of the year, I wouldn't have thought. I'm not sure about that. But, I mean, the disappointing thing is for both clubs is that there's no week after for us, and we're obviously building towards that. I know Port would have loved to have been there as well, but yeah, look, it's, what is it, 1-0 in terms of the head-to-head battle this year, and it'd be nice to be 2-0, but we, you know, we've been really pleased with the way that we've developed, I guess, over the last 10 or 12 weeks, and it's another great challenge. Like I said, that was a really difficult challenge against West Coast there a few weeks ago. It was good to see the boys dig themselves out of a hole this weekend, and just another challenge for these, certainly the younger mids, against a very senior, solid midfield this week. So it's going to be an interesting battle.
So can you give us an insight? Is there any sort of different preparations when you play Port Adelaide? Do you get in some of the old greats to give a bit of a pep talk or something just a little bit different than how you'd usually go into a game?
No, we haven't really done that since I've been here. We've done it a little bit with Anzac Day and a few other things. But in terms of playing Port Adelaide, I think you know. I mean, certainly the younger players that have been coming through, it might be a little bit new for them, but players that have been around 4 or 5 years certainly understand the rivalry between the two clubs. And, you know, like I said, the heat and intensity that we've probably played under in certain games this year, I mean, that's, the boys have stood up in those battles. And, yeah, look, there's a little bit of pride on the end of it. We're not really playing for ourselves. We're really playing for our supporters and members. When they grab a coffee on Monday next week, they can brag a little bit to their opposition supporters that they've got another one up on Port Adelaide this year. So that's certainly what we'll be playing for. We want them to walk away with a smile on their face and have a smile from, end of August all the way through to February next year.
Good on you, Burnsy. We can't wait for it. We appreciate your time, as we have done right throughout the year. So 3 in a row for the Crows. You should be happy, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, boys.
Just for the Crows fans as well, listening to us, we will be speaking to Matthew Nix on Wednesday as well. So that is locked in. Looking forward to speaking to Matthew Nix. And Ken Hinckley will also join us this week. So a big week coming up right here on 1629 SENSA. Speaking of Port Adelaide, Luke Kelly's going to join us as they wait to board a plane home to Adelaide. He's going to join us from the airport, so we'll get to Luke on the other side of this.
Doing it as well, thanks to the very good folks at Mourn Team. We love Mourn Team and everything they do down there. Heads up, Mount Barker MG coming to the Adelaide Hills. It is 7:46, top of 14 across Adelaide today. There's going to be some showers.